Well, hello there, and welcome to the County Conversation, a podcast featuring employees and subject matter experts in the Fairfax County government discussing programs, services, and items of interest to residents of Fairfax County. I'm your host, Jim Person, and today on this edition of the Conversation, I'm chatting with Eric Carzon, director of Fairfax County's Public Library. We're going to be learning all about the library system, National Library Week, Read and Feed, the Library of Things, and lots more about the county's library system, time permitting. Eric, thanks for being on the County Conversation podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely glad to have you here. Now, you are a relative newcomer to Fairfax County. I think November of 2024, you became director of the library. Came from Maryland, I believe.
Yes.
Give me a little backstory, if you will. Tell us what you do, what you did, why you came here.
Sure. So I'm a Washington area region baby. I was born in Washington, D.C., lived most of my life in Maryland, grew up in Bowie, which is in Prince George's County, went to the University of Maryland at College Park, and joined Montgomery County government in the 90s, like 1996. I started as a budget analyst. Libraries was actually my first budget.
Oh, wow.
So I did some IT budget analysis for the county and then moved into the library role. So I was started as business manager of the Montgomery County Public Library System and did their budget procurement for a long time, got involved in a lot of projects, and then got into branch management, eventually got my library degree in 2020. And so I was, looking around for growth opportunities. I was a regional manager in Montgomery County Public Libraries. And, you know, as part of the library system, we all talk to each other, compare notes. You know, I'd seen Fairfax Library several times. I had talked to various administrators in Fairfax over the years on various projects. So I was very familiar. And so as I was looking around for opportunities, the opportunity to join Fairfax County came up. And I applied for it, and here I am.
Here you
so
are.
I still live in Gaithersburg, so I'm still in Maryland, but I've got family in Virginia, so I know the region pretty well. And I knew the library system was an excellent one. Very happy to be here.
So that jump from budget analyst to library director, at first glance, that wouldn't seem like a normal trajectory.
Yeah, it's a little backwards, although I was branch manager for 4 or 5 years before I became regional manager. So I spent about 2/3 of my time as CFO of Montgomery County Libraries before I went into operations, and then spent about 8 years in operations before I came over to Fairfax.
Well, not trying to minimize that budgeting piece for any agency, but especially a library, I can't even imagine how big the budget is for Fairfax County Public Library with all the books and technology and all that kind of things that go into it. So there is a lot of budgeting that's necessary for library director.
Yeah, definitely. Although we use it very efficiently, and we like to say the last time we did return on investment analysis, we returned about $5.50 for every tax dollar invested.
Wow. Okay. Give me a little overview of Fairfax County Public Library today, branches, hours, any specifics you want to share this time, then we'll kind of dive a little deeper.
Sure. So we try to be pretty convenient. There's a library within about 5 miles of everybody in Fairfax County. There are 23 library branches. One of our branches is here in the government center. It's the Access Services branch, and they do a lot of, they serve folks that have vision and other impairments, and they are able to provide talking books, which is funded by the federal government, but we are the service point. And so we work with folks. There's some folks with certain learning disabilities that also benefit from that kind of their audiobooks a lot. And then there's other formats and other tools that they lend out. We also have a Virginia room in the city of Fairfax on the top of the Fairfax branch of the library. And that has a tremendous resource for not only Fairfax County history, but the history of the state and the history of a region. So a lot of people do their genealogy research and other research there. And then, of course, we have the branch libraries. Very convenient hours. We have 8, soon to be 9 regional libraries, and then we have 14, soon to be 13 community libraries. The Kingstown Library, when it reopens in the fall, will be a, it'll, the new building will be a regional library, so it'll have more hours.
Okay. So going from a community to a regional.
Yeah. So the regional libraries are open 7 days a week.
Oh, okay.
So they're, I don't know the exact hours in terms of all the different days of the week, but the major distinction is that regional libraries have Sunday hours.
Okay.
And then the community branches have Monday through Saturday hours.
Okay. All right.
I mean, there's a couple evenings in there. So some libraries are open until as late as 9 o'clock on, I think, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays.
Okay.
And then the it's generally 10 to 6, I think, for the Friday through Sunday, those hours, that those branches that have Sunday hours.
All right. So I guess the main thing, if someone's listening, just go to fairfaxcounty.gov/library. You can check the hours of your local branch, which is apparently within 5 miles of wherever you're living at or listening to right now. So I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
National Library Week, that's coming up in April, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
That a big deal for y'all?
We're going to try to celebrate it. You know, every week is National Library Week in our heart. But April 6th through 12th is National Library Week. And we have our theme, our local theme is it's free at your library. And we do encourage people to, if you haven't visited, you know, visit. We're going to have some postcards there for folks to fill out to tell us how you love your library. And we're going to share that with some of our stakeholders. We also share it with the staff. So it's useful to get some feedback from folks. And we'll have some magnets potentially. So people could maybe get themselves a library magnet.
Stick them on your fridge.
Yeah.
Let me ask this dumb question. Isn't everything at the library free?
It is. And that's what's great. You know, I'd like to say we buy it first so you don't have to pay for it later.
Okay.
And then as because we share it, you know, we recently opened another of the recycling cans where you can put your bottle. I don't know why they call it a can. It's a purple can, but it's a big thing that you put your bottles in.
Okay.
But apparently bottle recycling is very difficult. So you can't put bottles curbside, but you can put them in these big purple things and they take them away and crush them and send them to all the different factories to make glass again out of them. And so I, you know, when we opened that at Chantilly Library is the latest one.
Mm.
So we have four of them now throughout the system. You know, we made the point that libraries by their very function are reuse, reduce, and recycle. Like that's our entire, you know, that's our entire purpose in life. You know, so even when we're done with a book, when it's been read 500 times and it's falling apart, we recycle it.
Cool. That's good to know. Everything's free, but there is, I think, one requirement. You have to have a library card.
Yes.
But that's free as well.
Yes. Yeah. All you have to do is, you know, bring in your ID and you fill out the form. And if your ID doesn't show where you live in the county, then, you know, bring in another supplemental piece of information, like a bank bill or a utility bill or something that shows where your residence is. And you can either live in the county or you can work in the county.
But you do have to live or work in the county to take part of Fairfax County Public Library.
For the most part, that's like the vast majority of our customers. We do have reciprocal borrowing arrangements with the District of Columbia, Montgomery County, Prince George's County. So there's some select other jurisdictions where you could, if you lived there, you could get a Fairfax Library card and vice versa.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's one way. But that most people either live or work in the county. Right. That's the majority.
Well, and y'all also involved in at least one community project I'm aware of, Read and Feed, I think, is also in April. Tell me about that.
Yes. So Read and Feed is going on throughout April, and it's an annual event, and we'll have stations at select branches where people can donate shelf-stable food products for their neighbors in need. And a lot of branches have some creative display contests to sort of make it fun and put a literary theme to the donation.
Okay.
We're wrapping up, actually. We appreciate folks' participation, and we had a menstrual products drive in the county, and the library select sites were also recipients of that.
Okay. I know we chatted before we started rolling, and there was one program you wanted to make sure we mentioned and we brought up, and that's the Summer Reading Program, which I think is an annual event.
Tell me
about Summer Reading.
Definitely. So The summer reading adventure period is June 11th through August 17th this year. Every branch will have activities. We have a lot of fun programs, such as Dino Man and Musical Instrument Petting Zoo. We have partners in the Fairfax Library Foundation, and many branches, almost all of them, have a Friends of the Library organization that's supporting them. So these two organizations, in addition to our staff, fund and execute a tremendous amount of programs. So there's definitely something going on in any branch in any given week related to summer reading. And we're going to have a kickoff this year. So that'll be kind of like a more festival, kind of a larger program at the Sherwood Library on June 14th, sort of first half of the day. So starts probably around 11 or so.
Okay.
And there'll be more announcements on that. I'm giving you all a preview of that.
Okay.
It's not even on the website yet, but it will be.
All,
all those details will come out on the website.
So if someone wanted to get more details about this or other library programs, you mentioned the website. Is that the only way to get it? Is there a newsletter or any other kind of sources of information?
We do not have a newsletter. That was a budget cut in a prior year, so we not have a paper newsletter anymore. We are working on an electronic newsletter for the future, but we don't have a date on that yet. But yeah, so the fairfaxcounty.gov/library is the best for if you're at home. You can also call a branch or stop into a branch, and any branch should be able to tell you about any activity in any other branch. So you don't have to necessarily go to your home branch if you need information.
Oh, okay. Okay. So call the library or just go online to fairfaxcounty.gov/library and you can search to your heart's content and see what's going on there.
Or come on in.
Yeah. Yeah. We were talking about the summer reading program, but there's lots of free events and other activities already for not just kids and teenagers, but adults. I mean, there are, I mean, that's essentially what happens at libraries. It's all free. It's for kids. It's for teenagers. It's for adults. It's for anybody. But
absolutely.
Talk a little bit about adult-focused reading or programs or things like that that adults may could take advantage of at libraries.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. So, especially, we do a lot of author presentations, a lot of art programs, crafting workshops, we've got some do-it-yourself programs, musical and cultural performances. And we have a lot of partnership programs as well. We're a partner for the county's Fall for the Book program, and there's going to be some spring events related to Fall for the Book, and there's going to be some, obviously, Fall for the Book happens in the fall. The big, the big event is in the fall. And, we co-sponsor some of those along with our friends at the library groups. Several of them co-sponsor major events for Fall for the Book, and the Fairfax Library Foundation co-sponsors events for Fall for the Book.
We're on the County Conversation podcast, and we're chatting about libraries and everything they have to offer with Eric Carzon. He is the new director of Fairfax County's Public Library. We keep talking about all this free stuff available at all the libraries. And it's more than just books or presentations or musical events or author readings. There's something called the Library of Things. What does that mean?
So these are various things that are not books, but a whole variety of things that we find are useful. Some of them are just fun and others are useful for very practical purposes. So we've got artwork. You can get, you can check out, paintings and, at, definitely at Sherwood Library. There's at least one other branch that has artwork. We have a kit with, binoculars so you can do some birding, or some stargazing, board games. We have, conserving energy kits, family history kits. We have a whole series of sensors, and meters that we give out that are useful for a variety of things. One of them, for instance, is a light pollution monitoring kit. So you can sort of measure the light pollution. And then if you sign up for the free websites, you can even become a citizen scientist and like submit your data.
Okay.
So that's a fun thing, a good family activity. There's some very practical meters that can be checked out. There's one on like indoor air quality.
Mm-hmm.
There's a carbon monoxide meter, a battery kit, battery tester, the kilowatt meters you can plug in and tell which electric devices are draining your power, raising your electric bill. There's a moisture detector, a laser temperature scanner, a car diagnostics you can plug in.
Oh, my.
And you get the codes, and then you look up the codes on the internet, find out what, what ails your car.
Wow.
There's a radon meter and a soil meter. We have a, we call them nature backpacks that have a state park pass in them, and then some fun activity cards inside. Including a port-a-bug field observation container, which I think is probably either a little net or a little magnet so you can like look at the bugs up close.
Sounds pretty impressive, though.
It's a lot of fun. We have thermal cameras, and those are useful for energy conservation. You can sort of take one and scan your house to see where the holes are so you can go plug them up save a little bit on your utility bills. And we have our newest kit is called a sensory kit. So it's packed full of, I think, 8 or 10 objects, kind of like a fidget spinner and other things that are sort of soothing and just allow you to sort of, it's useful for folks who need some calming. Mm-hmm. And then you can sort of experiment with some of those and see which ones you like. And then you can go, they're not, the items in the kit are not that expensive. So it's kind of like a try before you buy kind of thing. It's useful for that. You know, useful just for the experience.
So I'm assuming, and you know what happens when you assume, but I'm thinking that some of these things that are free are more popular than others. Do you have any feedback on what's really popular?
I'm a little too new to know which ones go out a lot. But I do, like what we have done, because they are popular, so they're not always there at the branch when you want them.
That's what I was getting ready to ask.
But we have a little spinner thing that our staff created. So every branch has a little spinner, and it's got little cards with each of the items on it and a QR code. So that if it doesn't happen to be at that branch, you can at least sort of read a little bit of what the item is and then put it on hold.
Oh, okay.
And that way it'll come to you and then you'll get notified like, hey, it's here, and you can go back and get it.
Okay. I'm assuming that, there I go with that word again, that some of these would be really helpful and maybe even people could, I'm just thinking out loud, could even start a business by using some of these. You mentioned the car kit, maybe doing the diagnostic, maybe a shade tree mechanic could go pick this up and test a car and try to fix it or something.
Yeah, but then you never know.
Yeah, and you know, the meters finding moisture and stuff like that. I mean, this is just all so fascinating to me, and it's right there at the library.
Yeah.
So, any plans for the library of things? Are y'all always looking to expand the things available?
My hope is that yes, with it, we will continue to evaluate and expand it. This is one thing that we ask our partners to help us fund. So some of these items were funded by Friends of the Library groups, and some were funded by the Fairfax Library Foundation, and some were funded by the county budget.
Okay.
So my hope in working with my staff going forward is that, yes, that we will do periodic looks and see if we need to bolster some of the quantities or whether there's new items that we want to add. In fact, the sensory kit's a new item. And I think before that, like 2 or 3 months before that, we added the family history kit. So we do. We have some folks in the system that are sort of looking at it regularly and proposing new things to add.
You mentioned the meters and the light pollution monitoring kit, those more kind of technology-related things. But I have some notes here. There's also other technology stuff like Maker Labs and the Make and Create Technology, the STEM activities. Talk to me about the technology side of libraries and what's available.
Sure. Sure. So we're very happy to have three Maker Labs in the system. There's one at Herndon Fort Knightley, there's one at Pohick, and there's one at Sherwood Library. And so, you know, each has its own character. The Herndon Fort Knightley, they run a lot of classes. They do 3D printing, embroidery. Some of these have vinyl cutting machines. Some have 3D. Well, we have 3D printing throughout the system, and you can get one free printed 3D item per week.
Oh,
per
wow.
User. So you sort of, there's a, you can ask your local library branch how to get into that queue, and then you give them the file and they print it for you, and then you can come pick it up.
Wow. Any size restriction on the printed?
Oh, I'm sure there are. Yeah. Like, you know, these are little, you know, so there's small probably printers, items that you could like fit in the palm of your hand.
Okay. Gotcha. But you can get one a week. That's free. I mean, one, wow. Wow.
And there are some, like, there's some companies in the county that you could, like, if you had a larger or more complicated object, you know, you could get it printed.
Maybe test out your prototype at the library on a small scale. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, another thing that we lend out that's popular for folks who need it, we have some Chromebooks with Wi-Fi hotspot devices. So if you don't have internet connection, those are useful to be able to check out those.
What don't y'all have? That would have been an easier question to start with.
There's always more that we could have. Yeah. But we do the best. We do the best to provide as much as we can with the resources that we got.
All right. So libraries, there's a library branch within 5 miles of everyone living in Fairfax County. It's free. Library cards are free. There's tons of branches. Lots of stuff going on: books, presentations, audio books. Things. What else do you want people to know about Fairfax County's public library?
A couple other things that we did mention yet. You know, we have a lot of professional, the library people call them databases, but they're things like LinkedIn Learning and Universal Class. We have genealogy. We also have memory depots at several branches, so you can sort of bring in some of your old tech and put it onto new tech. So you know, before your VCR tape sort of loses its information. So there's some staff that can help folks with that. It's typically done by appointment, so sort of inquire with your librarian, and then they can help you make arrangements. But that's popular. Among many of the programs we do, we have a partnership with Ali from George Mason University. The I forget the full name of it, but it's for seniors at the Osher Learning Library Institute. So we have a partnership with them, and we do some programs with them. We also have extensive sort of online and book resources for language learning. So if you're looking to learn English or another language, that's you know, one of our more popular offerings to folks.
You guys really do have it all, I'm telling you.
We try.
Yeah. So again, I'm going to let you tell folks where to go. They want to learn more about the library online.
Yes. Okay. So definitely explore the website, fairfaxcounty.gov/library, or stop in or call any of your local libraries to get more information.
All right. Fairfax County Public Library. Again, folks, everything is free. All you have to do is get a library card, and that too is free. Eric, thanks for being on the podcast. Enjoyed the conversation.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely glad to. That is Eric Carzon, director of the Fairfax County Public Library, here with us. Thanks to him for joining, and thanks to you for listening. If you want to listen to more conversations with Fairfax County's finest, be sure to follow us on soundcloud.com/Fairfax County, as well as our podcast webpage. That's fairfaxcounty.gov/podcast. The County Conversation is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.